Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, back here this month, over 500,000 people will renew their private health insurance after reviewing the options out there for the best deal. And this morning's Irish Independent has some bad news on that front, reporting that thousands will be hit with huge new rises in health insurance. Some families are looking at an increase of €480 just to stay on the same scheme that they were on previously. Well, Dermot Good is with me now from TotalHealthCover.ie, a Loughton company. Dermot, thanks for taking our call this morning. So bad news for families who really just want to stand still when it comes to health insurance. So what plans are being affected by these increases?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. I think a lot of consumers thought the worst was over after increases were announced last year. But no, what's happened now is we knew Irish Life were increasing their rates by an average of 4.8% from the 1st of January. So we were expecting that. But what's now happened is VHI on about 12 of their corporate plans. Now, bear in mind, anybody can join these plans irrespective of who they're designed for. But they've announced an increase on those 12 plans ranging from 2 to 10%. Three of the plans are going up by 10%. So people on those plans could end up spending anything from, well, up to €480, as you said, for a family if they stay on the same plan. And Leia has followed likewise with about 14 of their plans also being affected by increases by up to 6%. So I suppose, Claire, it's more the same. And unfortunately, we can't rule out more increases. Now, maybe just to reassure your listeners on a few points on these. These are specific corporate plans. So anybody who's on these schemes, yes, they're going to see the increases and they will have been already notified by the insurance company. It looks like, though, a lot of these plans weren't included in the raft of increases that occurred last year. So that's the first thing we were worried about. Was this the third increase or the third installment? So it looks like it's not. But I would say as well, anybody who's already renewed on the 1st of January, they need to realise they still have the 14-day cooling off period. So they still have until Friday to make whatever changes they want on their cover or to shop around. So, you know, people need to realise that even if they've already told the insurance company they're not making changes or they pay their premium, they still have till Friday to make any changes. Mm-hmm. But yes, these increases are quite substantial. And we are potentially expecting more increases. If last year is, you know, if we're going to follow the trend from last year, and we have to assume the insurance companies will, there could be more increases from Leia and VHI maybe in March or April of this year. So that's what we're bracing ourselves for as well.
So is it worth it now if you're listening to you this morning and you say, well, I have until Friday to change this plan that I've agreed to carry on with? Is there enough value out there to spend time before Friday trying to find something else?
Do you know what, Claire? There absolutely is. And actually, all your listeners have to do, even at this late stage, is simply phone up their insurance company. And all they have to say is, look, there's my plan. Now, here's my budget. So here's what I can afford. Do you have an equivalent plan that is similar to what I currently have that is less expensive? And just sit back. They then have to go through all of their plans to see if there is something that offers similar benefits and that is lower cost. And bear in mind, you can split your cover. You do not have to have all the family on the same plan. You can, you know, there's numerous tactics to reduce your costs. That is the single best way of trying to find out if there's a better deal. And you know what, Claire, if you're not happy with the response and they tell you there isn't anything else, you simply do the exact same phone call with the other two insurance companies. And if they do, you know, say, well, yes, we do have an equivalent plan that's lower cost, then you get them to explain exactly how does that compare to what you have. In other words, what might you be losing? In many cases, there's minimal differences between some of these schemes. And Claire, if you do that, then some people will be shocked to see they can actually save a lot of money and sometimes stay with the same insurance company. But the key thing is to phone the insurance company and basically put them under pressure to keep your business and to find you a better deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when it comes to increases, though, in corporate plans, is it unusual to see so many of them going up by so much at the one time?
Yeah, we were surprised by this. So what's happening in the market now is that every month we see one or two plans being moved. So there's these corporate plans are available. Now, they're obviously targeted at the corporate sector, but every consumer in Ireland, regardless of their age or their medical history, can join these plans. But yes, we were surprised at the number of plans and also to see some of them going up by 10%. We were surprised to see that as well. So I'd love to say, Claire, we used to say to people that, you know, budget for 5% increases. To be honest with you, it looks like that's no longer appropriate anymore. The increases we're seeing now, people may have to budget for up to 10% to keep the same level of cover. But even, Claire, as I say that, so just think of it like this. The insurance companies want to look after their large corporate clients, and they want to give them the best deals, and they want to renew them and attract new business and so on. So they're continuously launching new plans. So I see VHI have launched a new plan as well on the 1st of January called PMI 6610. And the other insurance companies are doing the same. So they're continuously reinventing themselves to make sure they have really attractive plans for those large corporate clients. But once again, every consumer in the country can access those plans as well. So I suppose if you don't phone up the insurance company, and if you don't ask them, do you have a lower cost plan that, you know, is close to what I currently have? And by the way, tell them that you want them to look across all their plans, including their corporate schemes, and sit back and let them do the heavy lifting. If you don't do that, you're going to miss these deals. But we are, I will say, one of the positives, Claire, we are seeing consumers now, you know, with let's just say, coverage like this in the media, people are getting much better at interrogating, contacting, and really, I suppose, putting the insurance companies under pressure to give them access to these deals, because they know those plans are available to everybody. So people still have time. And I would encourage any of your listeners now who maybe, because they were busy over the Christmas and New Year and they haven't really looked at their cover, just pick up the phone to the insurance company and just ask them that question. Is there a similar lower cost plan to what I currently have that you can offer me? Mm-hmm. And see what they say to you. You might be very pleasantly surprised.
Okay, always worth doing that. Will you explain to us, though, just before you go, Dermot, like, we are seeing some price reductions, for example, in when it comes to food, like doing your shopping in the supermarket. So why is it when inflation is falling across the economy, are health insurance prices going up?
Yeah, it's a really good question. What seems to be happening here, Claire, this is all driven by claims and utilization. So what we saw in 2022, there was a drop in claims. Your listeners will recall there was no increases in health insurance, and some of the insurance companies gave money back, gave premium back. That was all because there was a huge reduction in claims. But really, there was now pent-up demand. So what happened now in 2023, everybody who cancelled or postponed surgeries, they're all going back in to get those surgeries carried out. So there's been a huge increase in claims. And I think the insurance companies have been caught off guard here as well. They really should have put through a small increase in 2022. So we're now playing catch up. Now, the other thing as well that's going on is all of the hospitals, all of the healthcare providers, increased costs to do it, all their procedures, all the labour costs, all their inputs, electricity, gas, everything has literally rocketed. And all that happens there, Claire, is those costs get passed on to the insurance companies because we all want to be fully covered. And then they get passed on to us in terms of higher premium. There's also a small reduction in tax relief, which I suppose couldn't come at a worse time for the LEIA and Irish Life members, which is adding an extra €10 per adult and €5 per child. So really, unfortunately, more the same as what we're predicting for 2024.
All right. So it's even more important to shop around. And the good news for us and for our listeners is that next Wednesday, so that's the 17th, Dermot, you're going to be back with us and you'll be taking questions about the best health insurance cover for our listeners and for their families. So if anyone has a question for Dermot Good, the email address is todaycb@rte.ie, and Dermot will be with me here to go through lots of those questions. That's next Wednesday, the 17th. But for now, Dermot Good from irishhealthcover.ie, a Loughton company, thank you very much for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.